It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Well, this has gone viral. An Australian mom filmed her son, Quaden, crying in the car after she picked him up from school. He was begging for a rope to kill himself after he was bullied. And we have some of the audio that she posted.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know this is the effect that bullying has. Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Give me a right now. I'll freaking stab myself in the heart. I just want to die right now. I just want to bang my head into a glass. Someone to kill me.
This is just heartbreaking. He's just 9 years old, and as a parent, this kills me. You hear bullying, but when you literally hear it from the mouth of the poor child, especially. So I'm glad that she posted this, and celebrities, amongst others, are stepping up and posting their own videos, giving support to young Quaden, including Hugh Jackman.
Quaden, you are stronger than you know, mate. And no matter what, you've got a friend in me. So, everyone, let's please be kind to each other. Bullying is not okay.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan of The Walking Dead also posted a video.
I saw your video. What I want you to know is that you have friends, me included. I am your buddy. You haven't met me yet, but we'll see if we can change that, for one. Maybe your mom can DM me. You have a bunch of friends out here. Out in the world that you haven't met yet, but we're here and we got your back.
I'm not seeing the video right now. I'm hearing the audio and I'm kind of scared. I'm like,
He's
God, Negan.
Negan mode,
leave me alone,
right?
Negan, no.
I would like to have Negan on my side to have my back against those bullies. So please, of course, if you see anything, report it. Bullying is not a joke. And I think it's really brave of that mom to post that video. And Quaden, of course, we all are with you and support you, buddy. Moving on to Ben Affleck, who is opening up to Good Morning America. Talked a little bit about this yesterday, but he goes on to say he was really in denial that he had a drinking problem.
I started to drink more and more and more, and it was really hard for me to accept that that meant I was an alcoholic. I was like, I can just go back. I was fine before. You know, I just need to take a break. I just need to slow down. I'm okay. You know what I mean? This isn't me. And I start to drink every day. And I come home from work, and I start to drink, and I just sit there and drink till I pass out on the couch.
Goes on to say it really upset him and he really regrets that divorce from Jen Garner.
I never thought I was going to get divorced. I didn't want to get divorced. I didn't want to be a divorced person. I really didn't want to be a split family with my children. And it upset me.
Ben goes on to say he's really focusing on being a parent. And this is, I love celebrities. I feel like now more than ever, really transparent, really opening up. And they're so much more relatable.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's just people are way more accessible. So it's nice. Maybe him going through that crap can help one other person out.
And it goes to show you can have all the money and fame in the world, but their lives not perfect.
No.
Camila Cabello, she is doing the infamous 73 questions for Vogue magazine. And here she is answering straight off the bat.
You just know. It's like falling in love. You just know when you love that person, you know? It's like you can feel when the puzzles fit together and it's perfect and you've captured everything. And then you can tell when it's off and you need to work more on it.
Do you think you have to be in love to write good love songs?
Not necessarily, but I think when you're in love, the detail that you get, nobody can make that up in their imagination, you know? The way the person's shirt smelled, the expression on their face, you know, the way the sky looked that night. It's like those details have to come from real life.
Now, speaking of romance, what's the most romantic trait that a guy can have?
Kindness. I'm a sucker for just a kind, good man.
Oh, talking about Shawn Mendes, eh? That was very cool. I love those two. And lastly, here, Amy Schumer revealing a parenting hack, baby in a box.
This is our first YouTube video. We want to give our advice about parenting. And our first advice tip is a good toy for a baby. It is exactly free. And what it is a box. You get a big box. Okay, and you clean it out and you make sure there are no staples in it. And then you put blankets around it. And we put an egg crate on the bottom. They can like hold onto the edge and stand or fall or whatever. And they really like being in their box. And that is our first parenting hack.
All right, just old boxes. Geez, if you're moving, you're in the perfect spot.
There you go.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
This is something I want to hear more of, Chas, but what's going on with your buddy?
Yeah, well, actually, I overheard this at the bar the other night. Some guy was talking about how his wife got him a candle for Valentine's Day, and the candle reminds him of his ex.
Ooh.
This is awkward on so many levels. All right, we're going to get more to this next. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.